just, you know.
Busy's better.
How was French Lick? All right.
End up having lunch a lot with clerk treasurers from around the state. So, hey Jim, I'll put you on speakerphone, that way you can hear.
In favor or?
Okay.
Are you going to be here Monday?
Well, he also called your nephew too.
It's like it's 11 o'clock and I'll mess with Dave early by wrapping it right after he gets back here. We'll open the Board of Public Works and Safety meeting for August 25th, 2023. Thanks everybody for being here. I do have Jim Potts on the phone, just so everyone's aware. Has everybody had a chance to review the minutes of the previous meeting? If so, entertain any motions related to?
I'll make a motion to accept the minutes as presented.
I'll make a second. Motion and a second to approve the minutes as presented. All in favor, signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. No public hearings, no old business. Jump straight into new business. First thing on the agenda is a special request for Crossroads Community Trails Duathlon. It's August the 26th at Freeman Field Park. They would like to see more police department to be present to help riders exit the park. Greg needs 20 cones, 10 of the taller cones, and then the marquee set up on Sterling Road to warn people that there are cyclists ahead. They've done this before. It's nothing new. Date might have shifted a little bit because I felt like it was in September previously. But with that said, I don't see any reason that we couldn't approve it. Questions?
I'll make a motion to allow the Duathlon to operate during those times.
I'll second that.
I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Next up, Seymour Main Street, downtown trick or treat. If anybody's here to speak on any of these things, just speak up. Main Street, downtown trick or treat, 4 to 6, October the 30th. They will have locations all over downtown. They are very much the same, requesting police at Tipton and Chestnut. I hear they really appreciate the police chief directing traffic there every year. Chestnut and 2nd and Walnut cones on the center lines between Walnut and Indianapolis, and Chestnut between 2nd and Tipton. Businesses will be set up with tables along the sidewalk and usually brings, I don't know, a couple thousand kids downtown. So, any questions?
He does a really good job too. Entertaining to watch him direct traffic.
I'll make a motion to allow Trick or Treat to operate during 4 to 6 on October 30th.
I'll second.
Motion and second to approve downtown Trick or Treat. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Aye. All those opposed, same sign. Motion carries. While we're on the topic of Main Street, let's talk about the Scarecrow Stroll. That's a mouthful. Let's see. So for the entire month of October, they would like to put their display up at Burkhart Plaza, but it is a annual event where you can vote on miscellaneous scarecrows around town. Again, this is a repeat from previous years, so nothing new or extraordinary on this one.
I'll make a motion to allow the Scarecrow Stroll to operate during the month of October.
I'll second.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. Speaking of Main Street.
I'm here.
Great. We've already voted no to two of them.
Oh, great.
Jingle All the 5K still has a chance, though.
Okay. The race?
The race, yes. You want to talk about it so I don't have to?
Sure. Sorry. I remembered before I came that I didn't print your 2023 insurance copy yet, so that's for all three. 5K, no changes from last year. We're still going to close or request to close 2nd Street from Walnut to the railroad tracks for runner safety. The barricades have worked well. Cones at Burkhart Plaza, that's our starting point. And then police presence at the main intersections where we have a lot of traffic in the area, so Chestnut and 2nd, Community and 5th, Community and 2nd, Indianapolis and 2nd, but really that's only the first like 15 minutes. I feel like once we get a real big chunk of runners that come through, I think last year they left that post after that initial wave and then we just manned it with volunteers and that worked out perfectly fine.
Any questions? This is a repeat event as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I'll make a motion to allow Jingle All the 5K to operate during the time slotted date.
Thank you.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor with aye.
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 Motion carries. Congratulations. We did approve your other two as well.
Okay.
So.
Well, there were no changes from last year to this year, so.
That makes them easy.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bree. Anything else while you're up there?
Not yet.
Okay.
Ghouls will be coming. We're still finalizing what that looks like, if we need public space or not.
Okay.
So if you'd like to keep that date in mind, that will be Friday the 13th in the evening. So.
Great.
I'll try to get that detailed out in the next 2 weeks for the next meeting.
Great day for an event with the name Ghouls in the title.
See? Exactly.
Okay, next up on the agenda, Seymour Oktoberfest has a couple items. First item is the carnival. They would like to close the parking lot at Indianapolis Avenue and North Ewing, so behind the Knights of Columbus, to put it into a little easier visual. SPD usually helps with tracking down the folks that might or might not still be there, but they would like to do it a little differently this year. They would like to close it Sunday the 10th, or 10-1, sorry, at 11 a.m. until Sunday, October the 8th at 3 a.m. They're adding a little bit of time. It is my understanding, though, that the carnival people are making a donation to both of the nonprofits located on that parking lot, so to help offset their losses, potential losses. So,
and that makes sense. I mean, you could put up part of the carnival rides, but maybe a couple of cars could be goofing up for everything. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, no, I mean, it made sense when they described it to me that it's not we're going one day earlier.
Yeah.
Normally, it would be on Monday.
Yeah.
So,
I'm okay with that.
Okay.
So, I'll make a motion to accept the closing of one day ahead of time what normally for the B&O parking lot.
I'll second that. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Motion carries. Next up on the Oktoberfest list of stuff here on the agenda, we have the 5K. This leaves the Seymour High School area. Goes around the school, back across Lasher Drive, across Stadium, out and around Sunset Parkway, comes back in, loops around to finish there by the pool area of the high school. Same route that it's been for the last however many years. Everything is here. Obviously, they appreciate the police department's help at 6th and the community on that one.
I don't think the construction at the high school is going to alter this at all.
I think the sidewalk is still open, so they should be fine.
I'll make a motion to allow the 5K run walk to operate during October 7th between 8 and 9:30.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Motion carries. Let's see. Next up on the list, we have the festival itself. I guess maybe that should have been first on the agenda. If we didn't allow this one, we...
I have one thing to add before you start reading that.
Okay.
They put the festival road closures and the banner request on one form.
Okay. Okay, now I see what you're talking about. Okay, so the festival itself, they would like to close all the usual suspects as far as streets go. Second Street, Chestnut Street, Third Street for, you know, block and a half, 2 blocks here. And they would like to do that 6 p.m. on October the 3rd until 3 a.m. on October the 8th. Jefferson Avenue, St. Louis Avenue. Any questions? Jane, correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe they've added any streets, any pieces this year, correct?
It wasn't noted anyway, no.
Okay. So the same as it's always been. But I do have a map if you want to see it, Dave.
Nope, I... been around for a while.
You can visualize it pretty well.
Visualize it pretty well. Yeah, I'll make a motion to allow the Oktoberfest to have the road closures.
I'll second that.
Okay, motion and a second. All those in favor for closing down for the festival, signify with aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, now the next thing is they would like to hang a banner. This is why Caleb and Company's here. They just didn't know it. They would like to hang a banner across Chestnut Street, kind of like the VFW used to do when we'd had the VJ Day Parade. But they would like to hang that across South Chestnut starting on September the 15th leading into the festival. And I say you guys because fire department's the one that always hung it. So I can talk to Chief if you need me to, though. Questions on that one?
In
the very bottom one.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I'll make a motion to allow the banner to be hung.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Okay. Farmer's Market Lot. First up, Snow Biz. Snow Biz would like to be in the Farmer's Market Lot September 1st, 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th from 4 to dark. September 4th, 11th, 18th, and 25th from 11 to 2. Snow Biz is a returning food truck. They've been here a lot. I can't think of any reason those dates don't work off the top of my head. And we've not had any complaints on them, right? So...
I'll make a motion to allow Snow Biz to operate during those dates and times.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries. Next up, Rolling Pig Pen. Same lot. They would like to do Thursdays and Fridays, 11 to 2, 9, 1, 7, 8, 14, 15, 21st, 22nd, 28th, and the 29th. So they're there the whole month.
Haven't had any complaints or anything, Jane?
No.
I'll go ahead and make another motion, Jim. You're not speaking up much, so I'll make a motion to allow Rolling Pig Pen to operate during that date and time.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Now that we've approved those, Jane, I do have a question. When they submit a request, do you double check that their permit's current? Okay, I thought you did, but I wanted to make sure. Okay, we do have a mobile food license renewal. Oh, there it is. Jason Stahl would like to renew his Mighty Mini Donut truck. Appears as if all the check marks are in place for the application. So based on what Mel and Jane have presented us here, I'll make a motion to approve the renewal.
Second.
I'll second.
Motion and seconds. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Aye, motion carries.
Seconds.
Seconds?
Yeah.
Next up, in case anybody has been curious, Jaron Gladstein is here with us today to explain what a bar screen is. I'm assuming he brought pictures and paragraphs and all the fine details before he asked us to spend money. You brought Doug. Okay, Doug gets to tell us about this part. Jaron gets to tell us about the next part.
On behalf of Jaron.
Step right up, Doug. Tell us who you are.
Doug with City of Seymour WPC. I'm the assistant director to Jaron Gladstein. A bar screen is a vital piece of equipment to wastewater treatment plants. It removes the larger debris coming into a plant from a wastewater pipe. I mean, larger debris is your flushable wipes that are not really flushable, but yeah.
That's a whole other conversation.
Yeah. Tube of fours, rocks, gravel, asphalt. We've seen asphalt come through our bar screen. In 2017, the City of Seymour went out and purchased a new bar screen under advisement of Rick Stewart and the staff that was on hand. The bar screen that was in there went into operation in 2002. The bearings went out of the bottom of it, and they no longer made that type of bar screen, or that particular bar screen. They still make the type, they just didn't make that brand. So they went out and purchased a bar screen. The bar screen they purchased was an Aqualetic bar screen. It was the only one in the state of Indiana. And we were the guinea pigs, I guess. And they assured Stewart and the crew at the time, WPC, that it would work in our conditions. Well, after a year it was put in, we were having a problem with the rocks getting in it and stopping it dead. So we called Aqualetic. They sent a rep from France here to see what was wrong with the bar screen. The only suggestion they gave us was we could remove the grit from the wastewater before it got to the bar screen. So that's kind of ridiculous on where it's at. So we managed. We went through and got it working. Got it. It's done decent. We normally have a major fail of this bar screen once a year ever since. This last time, about 3 months ago, 4 months ago, it wadded the chain. And bar screen, there's rakes on it that are driven by a chain down both sides, and it goes through and removes the debris, brings it up to the top, and goes into a dumpster. Well, it took that chain and just wadded it up on the outside of the frame. We had to remove the whole bar screen from the channel, order parts, and get it just to get it back working. We got it back in. It ran for about half a day. It alarmed out. Fighting it, we finally got back running. The bar screen should run only like 10 minutes of an hour on normal. But with this bar screen, the problems we've had out of it, we're running it 24/7. All that's going to do is wear it out. So we made contact to some suppliers of bar screens. We had four replied back. There was a Huber bar screen. There was the DuPerrin bar screen, the Alka Cayman, and I'm trying to think of the fourth one. But anyhow, they replied back. They came and looked at our situation. We invited them to come and told them the trouble we was having. And when they came in, the Huber bar screen, when they came in, they came in and looked at what we had. They went back and talked to their engineers, and they're like, we can't remove the grit that you guys have. So we're going to bail out. We're not even interested in pricing the bar screen. The other three said they could handle the grit. The one Sullivan that reps, they said that, and it's a Vulcan, and they said that they would guarantee their bar screen to work if we filled our channel in 3 foot and raised it 3 foot, because it kind of, what happens is the pipe comes in at a 3 foot level, drops down, goes through the bar screen, then comes back up on the other side. And they said that little area there is a trap for all the grit, and they said their bar screen would not do it. If we would fill that channel in, they would guarantee their bar screen would do it. The only problem with that is that's a 10.5-foot deep channel. If you fill it in, you make it a 7.5-feet deep channel. That will change your capacity as far as flow and your and operation, and then you would also have to go to IDM and get reevaluated on whether you could do it or not. So, and that would also stop growth. I mean, right now we run 47% capacity. 45-47% capacity at our sewer plant, which is great, because once you get 90, they tell you you can't build nothing. So we're doing good on growth, and that would limit that. That would change us from 47% to probably 75%, and then you worry about building another sewer treatment plant. So we kind of scratched that one. So the two that we were looking at was the Aqua Cayman and the Duperron. After we settled on them two, the Aqua Cayman came in at a price of around $265,000. Well, the Aqua Cayman, that is just for the bar screen. That's not installation, that's not electrical or anything. So we did contact a local contractor. Installation would be another $24,000. And that still doesn't cover the electrical part. So you're roughly around a little over $300,000. This American Pump Repair, they came in with a Duperron bar screen, and it is $229,000, and they install it. They make sure it's running, and that's everything. The only thing that this WPC would be on the hook for is pressure washing the channel that it goes in.
So your recommendation is the last one?
Yes.
Okay.
The Duperron is the last one.
Any questions, Jim or Dave?
I
will tell you, we do have the money in our extensions, replacement extension account to buy this bar screen.
How long should a screen like that last, Doug? You got 6 years out of the one from France, right?
Yeah. Normally, we called a couple of references. Warsaw's had one in early 2000, and they said the only thing they've had to go wrong with is a drive motor. I mean, I'm going to say probably 15 years, but we fought this bar screen, and when this bar screen goes down, it throws a hiccup through the whole plant, because then we change to a manual bar screen that lets larger debris through, and then it just screws up pumps, it screws up grip removal and everything.
Okay.
But it's a no-brainer to me.
So. Sounds like we need to do it. Thanks for doing your homework.
Yeah, no problem. Any more questions? Just feel free to call.
Do we need a motion for that?
Yeah, we probably should make a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the lesser of the two bids, the 229.
I'll second that.
Motion in the second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Motion carries. Jaron.
Rob. This is for an extension of the task order for Westler Engineering for the stormwater. It's continued implementation of the Indiana Department of Environmental Management's municipal separate stormwater system, sewer system, the general permit for public education participation, illicit discharge, construction, post-construction, and municipal operations. This is not to exceed $17,500. This is, I gave you guys all a list of the weather, sorry, up there. this is their help on the stormwater permit program. Make sure we have everything in line with IDM. We actually had an audit Tuesday, and it went very well. She said that our housekeeping and everything is up a lot from the last time they did audit. and everything. Couldn't actually speak highly, any more highly of it. But this is kind of a continuation of the task order from last year.
Okay. Did you compare last year's rates to this year's rates? And it's not a deal breaker if you didn't, I'm just curious if you did.
I have.
This covers the remainder of this year and all of next year, Jaren, or?
This is 23 into 24. This shall be completed upon request in 23 and 24.
Yeah.
I don't have last year's rates.
Okay. Dave, you got any questions?
No.
I'm gonna make a motion for approval pending Darren's comparison, because you usually compare previous rates to new rates. I'll go ahead and give the approval though, but I'd like Darren to compare those like he usually does.
I'll second that.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. So all those in favor signify with aye.
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 There you go. You got tentative approval.
Thank you.
Mr. Bose.
Have one sewer adjustment this week.
Wow.
This is for Sheila Simmons, 623 Springer Road. Pool fill, had to do it twice, filled it, and it was leaking, had to drain it to repair the leak. Looking for a total credit of $177.99. So, that is the request. Hopefully that's about the end of the pool fills for the year. Although I have a feeling there might be one coming from a state police officer sometime soon.
Oh, yeah.
If they get it done.
They're swimming in it already.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Okay, that's went up quick then.
Once they got started. I assume everything's in place on that one.
Yes,
Darren,
sir.
Right?
Yep.
Okay, I'll make a motion to allow the $177.99 sewer adjustment.
I'll second that.
Motion and second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Motion carries.
That's all I have.
Thanks, sir. Miscellaneous, September the 1st, Junkyard Barbecue would like to set up at the Farmer's Market Lot. They would like to be there from 11 to 2. That does share some dates with some others, but we've had overlap before, and they usually all seem to get along.
I'll make a motion to allow Junkyard to operate during that time.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next under the miscellaneous file is Chick-fil-A. September 1st, 8th, 11th, 15th, 18th, 22nd, 25th, and 29th from 11 to 1. All those, this is typical, nothing new. Does seem to be a few less dates than some year or some months though, so.
I'll make a motion to allow Chick-fil-A to operate during those dates.
I'll second that.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Okay, next on my list of miscellaneous stuff. As you all know, the Tribune's old office at 100 St. Louis Avenue has been doing some work. They need to place a dumpster. Wow. Need to place a dumpster on the sidewalk is how I'm reading this, while some new concrete cures. Doesn't look like it'll be there very long. Last week of August into early September. So 2 to 3 weeks, depending on what you consider the last week of August.
I'll make a motion to allow the dumpster to be there during those times.
Okay.
I'll second.
Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 Motion carries. Okay, last but not least, Seymour Fire Department's got a little project they want to do at Station 1. And he's here to ask permission to waive a fee. You're up.
Just requesting a waive fee.
Hey, perfect. Couldn't have said it better myself. I kind of did, didn't I? Sorry.
Just an update on that also. If everything keeps going the way it is, we're looking to be started the week following Labor Day.
Okay.
And we are planning on having a groundbreaking ceremony.
Okay.
Can you explain all the work that's going to be done?
Thank you, Jeremy, for bringing
that permit. Yes, Jeremy, are you comfortable with...
I'm comfortable with waiving the permit fee that they normally be charged, but since they're another city entity, we don't like to take money from another city entity. That's still how I roll.
Yes, Jim.
Yes, I'm comfortable with approval.
I'll make a motion to waive the fee.
Second. Motion and a second. All those in favor signify with aye.
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 That's the late end of my agenda. Unless Greg needs something, and then, although I did learn over the week that while Greg was gone at the FBI National Academy, he went by the name of Greggy.
Yeah. That would have been my FBI wife. Good morning. So last night, effective Sunday, we promoted Officer Gabe Jordan from patrolman to corporal. So that's just an informative thing. That's why it's not on the agenda. I wanted to make sure everybody had their talking to before I made an announcement.
Well, I already sent him a congratulatory text. Okay. Anything else from the audience? Yes, Bernie.
Bernie's got something.
You have this email, but I just wanted to relay it to so everybody in here can kind of make sure we think through this. But the state has sent an email out, or the contractor has, that they are going to do a US 50 between O'Brien and Agrico Lane starting, I think, the 9th of February or the 8th of September, and go kind of round the clock until Sunday or the end of Sunday. And then that's just the outside lanes, and then the inside lanes are going to be done on the 15th, 16th, and 17th, most likely. So I just kind of wanted to warn everybody that September gets a little nutty out there. You might want to get your groceries during the week and go from there.
Or shop on the West End, either way.
Was Chick-fil-A open on the 15th? Is that what you said?
Do we really think they're going to work around the clock this time, or that's what they said they were going to do last time, too?
I sat here and bit my tongue on that.
This is unofficial for me because it's not the city, so I just wanted to share that at the very least.
We appreciate you sharing the upcoming news.
And if Jeremy wants me to go on, I can explain about paving.
So Bernie, when they mill an inch off.
Yes. You mill an inch and a half usually, not just an inch.
Anything else from the audience?
I appreciated Doug's explanation because, you know, you learned a little bit.
I think Jim's on my thought process there. I now know that I have to be careful how I introduce Doug.
When you said it catches two befores, I'm like,
oh, what?
Yeah,
we've had everything in there.
I think you lost them after you said, hi, my name's Doug.
If there's nothing else, I entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Meeting adjourned. Thanks for tuning in, Jim.
Hey, thank you for working with that. It's great.
No problem. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
Wow.